It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving into the topic of uncertainty and why learning to live with it might be the key to true peace. We live in a world where change is the only constant. Things happen beyond our control. Relationships and jobs shift, plans fall apart, and health fluctuates. Uncertainty is unavoidable, yet we spend much of our time resisting it, wishing we could predict, plan, and control every outcome. The paradox is that the more we seek certainty, the more unsettled we often feel. But here's the good news. You don't have to control the future to find peace in the present. In fact, embracing the unknown can open the door to a deeper sense of freedom and calm. Our minds love certainty. We seek it in routines, plans, and forecasts. We think that if we just get everything right, whether it's a relationship, a career, or even our thoughts and emotions, life will fall into place. But life doesn't work that way. No matter how much we plan, change will always arrive uninvited. In mindfulness, we talk about impermanence, the understanding that everything changes. The joy we experience is fleeting, and so is the pain. When we try to cling to certainty, We set ourselves up for disappointment because the future will never align perfectly with our expectations. Mindfulness invites us to step away from needing certainty and instead focus on what is happening right now. In this moment, uncertainty becomes a teacher, showing us what life is unfolding, whether we know the next step or not. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means releasing our tight grip on the need to control outcomes. When we let go, we become open to life as it is, with all its unpredictability. Here are a few mindful practices to help you stay present when life feels unstable. Number one, breathe with awareness. When you feel overwhelmed by uncertainty, pause and bring your attention to your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Focus on each breath, anchoring yourself in the present moment. Number two, name your fears without judgment. If uncertainty triggers anxiety, try naming the thoughts that arise. Say to yourself, I'm having the thought that I don't know what will happen, or I'm feeling anxious about the future. This creates space between you and your thoughts, helping you observe them without being consumed. Number three, focus on what you can control. While many things are beyond your control, there are always small steps you can take in the present. Identify one simple action you can take today, whether it's making a phone call, writing a journal entry, or practicing self-care. Number four, embrace not knowing as part of the journey. Instead of resisting uncertainty, see if you can approach it with curiosity. Remind yourself, not knowing is okay. Life unfolds step by step. There's a certain freedom in admitting that we don't have all the answers. Here's a quick metaphor, the river of life. Imagine you're floating down a river. You can't see what lies around the next bend, and you can't stop the current from carrying you forward. You could fight the river, thrashing against the flow, trying to predict every twist and turn, but you'll only exhaust yourself. Or you could let go and trust the river to carry you. You don't need to know what's coming. You just need to stay present, ride the current, and respond to each moment as it arises. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make a daily intention that says, may I embrace the unknown with calm and uncertainty. Or the way I like to do it, as I talk about in episode 59, is to write an intention as a question. So, how many ways can I embrace the unknown with calm and curiosity even more? If you'd like to know more about daily intentions, that's episode 59. Uncertainty is not something to solve, but something to accept. Every moment carries its own mystery, its own unknowns, and that's what makes life beautiful. With mindfulness, we can learn to be okay with not knowing, trusting that we'll handle whatever comes next. And just remember, whether you handled it perfectly or not, you've handled everything up to this moment enough to keep you alive. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the certainty of uncertainty. Remember, if you want to explore mindfulness further, head over to jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching services and additional resources to support your journey. If you have a question you'd like me to answer in a future episode, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. No apostrophes, just all the letters together. itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.